Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. So each year, our City Secretary's office comes to speak about the process and what's happening with resubmitting to join our board. So I won't steal his thunder. Mr. Josh Stevens, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm Josh Stevenson. I'm the Deputy City Secretary with the City Secretary's office. Every year, we just kind of go to each of the boards, just kind of do an update on the process, highlight any key dates that are important to the board members. So this year, the City Council will be appointing members on August 23rd. The deadline to apply, to reapply, is going to be June 17th, Friday. We encourage the board members who are expiring this year to reapply. Then the interview process will be late July, early August. Those dates will be sent out in an email, both from our office and the board clerk. This year, we have expiring board member Franklin, me, Gallagher, Mallory, that are eligible for reappointment. We have board member Warren, who does expire this year, but it would be at council's discretion just on his term limits. With that, I will stand for any questions. And all this is in the text file for the agenda item. Thank you.
We got off easy. Wow. Man, oh man.
Thank you, Josh.
So now we will move on to our public comments. And we have 10 requests. We have 8 proponents to speak and 2 not allowed to speak. These comments all should be related to item 22-0334, the remaining of the Old Settlers Aquatic Center, and we will allow for those comments to be shared during that agenda item discussion. As you prepare your remarks, please remember to limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. We stress that, 3 minutes or less, because some of us want to get home to Alabama. So where we support you, we want to hear from you, but we do want to hear you speak 3 minutes or less. We should be mindful of that. So next, we will move on to our consent item. Mike, can you go ahead and do this? Do the couples?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
So I will say your name and then...
Actually, Mr. Chairman, I misunderstood your question. We have to approve consent first, open up the item, and then I'll take it from there.
Okay. All right. So we'll move on to the consent item, item 22-0333, minutes of the Parks and Recreation and Open Sports Advisory Board. September 10th, 2022. Do we have a motion to approve this item?
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
So a motion by Shelley Nance and a second by Kelvin Thomas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, guys. Now we'll move on to our regular agenda items. Item number 22-0334. Consider, discuss, act on a recommendation to City Council for a resolution renaming the Old Settlers Aquatic Center located at 1101 East Louisiana Street. I will ask Director Kowski to introduce this item. Following his introduction, we will allow for public comments to before we deliberate as a board. Again, each person will have 3 minutes to speak, and we will signal when you have roughly 30 seconds remaining. Please note that once all comments are heard and we begin our deliberation, we will no longer receive public comments. Director Kowski will assist in receiving and clarifying facts as needed. Board members, actions will be required on this item. So, this time, I want to turn it over to our great leader, Mike Kowski.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for coming out, everybody. It's always great to have a full room for a Parks and Recreation Board meeting.
It makes us very excited. Who are we, though, as Parks and Recreation? So we have four pillars. We are essential, we are pioneering, we are impactful, and we are connectors. Connectors, what does that mean? We enrich lives through interactions. Some people do that more than others, right? And so tonight we're going to talk about this Guild of Governors and what it means to rename Old Settlers Aquatic Center after her. Here's a great picture of her. Breaking news, we have another picture. Miss Nina got this into my hands about 30 seconds before the meeting, so you got it done. So in all seriousness, my job today is to talk about process. You know, I will allow the public comments to paint the picture, to tell the story much better than I can. So just for the sake of clarity, let's go through one or two points here. Naming parks and facilities is very important. It's a legacy. Specifically, we have some rules we must follow with City Council. I'm going to go right to the resolution, which says that we can honor anybody we wish, and that's why we're here today, to consider Ms. Garza. Procedures. This is the first step in the process, and then it goes to City Council for final consideration. So this board tonight makes a recommendation to City Council. So any vote tonight is not a guaranteed yes or no. Again, it's a recommendation. We've got a great submission package. A fantastic cover letter and story was prepared for us. Our first speaker today will unpack this and tell the story more completely. The story of Gila Garza. McKinney issued a proclamation shortly after she passed away, and her impact has resonated very much, so much so that some of the key leaders in McKinney have submitted letters of support. David Craig, perhaps one of the more important developers in the city of McKinney, former Mayor Lockmiller, and also Ms. Nina Dahl Ringling. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about how this started back in 2019, in some respects, with Mr. David Nichols. So David Nichols, Gilda's son, or son-in-law, gave us a letter in 2019 saying, Mike, consider this. I must admit, at the time, I said, let's pause and wait. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with renaming Old Settlers Park and the rec center and everything else. But the groundswell here today proves that we should definitely consider this item today. So David, thank you for starting off the process. We're here today at the 21st. This may go to council with the recommendation vote in May. May, June, depending on how the council meetings sit. We'll do our best to let you know the exact date for that. With that, Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions from the board about process or procedures, we'd love to start the public comment process.
So we will now move on to public comments. I apologize now if I butcher any names, but I will do my best. Carolyn, it's a pleasure. Would you please come?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
You want me to come?
I would love for you to come. Yeah, come join us.
Good to see you. Started last night. Here we go. Thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity, and I believe I need to give my name and address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm Carolyn Pitts Corbin, and my address is 21 Country Ridge Road, Melissa, Texas, 75454. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to do this. I have known the Garcia family almost all my life. I'm 75 years old, in case you're wondering. You probably can tell by looking. You may have guessed it that I was older than that. But anyway, I'm 75 years old, and I have known them for since at least I was 4 years old. So we've known most of our lives. It started out I grew up on a farm, and that farm, part of it, was where Johnson Middle School and McKinney North High School is today. So that's where our crops were, and we had a sheep ranch out there. There was a very successful sheep shearer who was in northern Holland County, I mean all over, multiple cities, multiple counties, and we found out that his last name was Garcia. And everybody knew that you had to hire the Garcia contracting company to come shear your sheep, and it's amazing to watch a sheep shearer. And so I would rush home from school every time to go home in the springtime to watch Mr. Garcia work. Because if you've ever watched a sheep being sheared, they have to, lay them on their side, and then you have to pull it off totally, perfectly in one blanket as you shear the sheep. So I saw the impatience, first of all, that I was standing there excited and watched, you know, and then be noisy. But he was very patient with me, and then I noticed all the other characteristics that he let me stay there, and so that I just fell in love with that particular process. And then later on, I met his daughter, and you saw the picture here. We went to high school together. She's 3 years younger than I, Gilda, was. So we have been a part of family, and Onesima, her sister, was in her class of 1965 in McKinney High School. So I have known the Garcia family, I would just simply say, all my life. And let me tell you about some of the values that I saw in the Garcia family that were handed down to Gilda. And then Gilda, of course, with her own personal worldview, had these particular characteristics. And I think independent thinking, that if you knew her, you probably thought, you know, that's probably true. Independent thinking, teamwork, dependability, agility, caring, kindness, and a get-it-done attitude. So she had that particular worldview, and she was the baby of 8 children. So she probably had to fend for herself a little bit. So anyway, she had that attitude, and I believe it came from there. Now, she grew up in a place in East McKinney called La Loma. She loved La Loma, and she always wanted the infrastructure at La Loma to be the best it could be and to be equivalent to anything else that was going on in McKinney. She wanted that from a child. She noticed that she would go to school. She was part of Holy Family School. And then also she went to J.W. Webb and then came on to L.A. Scott Junior High School where I was. She again was behind me because she's younger than I. But then we went on to McKinney High School, which we went, what is now Baldwin over there. So that was the high school we attended. That was McKinney High School. So at that point, she already knew that that's what she wanted to do. She really wanted to be a part of the community and to make things better. As she went on, she eventually decided that she could be on the city council. I mean, why not? So she stepped up and decided to run on the city council and ran for a 2-year term and then got 2 other terms. It was elected to those particular terms. And she then was the first Hispanic woman to ever serve on the McKinney City Council. And she stepped up to do what she could do for District 1. And that considered infrastructure. And also, she had begun to notice that the children, in order to enjoy themselves and have a good time, they were going to have to go to the hospital often in the summers. And it took a long time to walk up there. It took a long time to cycle up there. It was, you know, if you could catch a ride, that was good. But if you couldn't, then probably you couldn't do any water activity in the summer. So she began to think, we've got to have something here so that people can cycle, so that people can walk, so that people can have their own community here for water activities. And so then they have the aquatic center. So because of that, and because of her, we have that. She is the reason this is here, in my opinion.
Ms. Carolyn, you're 3 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. 3 minutes gone. May I read the last paragraph?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, I'm recommending that we change the name of this center to the Hilda Garcia Garza Aquatic Center. And in my last paragraph, and I'll read it, because of the lasting legacy she left, that Hilda left, for caring enough to get important and lasting things done for the community, I support changing the name of Old Settler Park Aquatic Center to Hilda Garcia Garza Aquatic Center. Thank you.
Round Rock in McKinney, 75072. And I'm not as articulate as Carolyn, and I promise I'll be a little shorter. I'm honored to be here to speak of Gilda's servanthood to our city of McKinney. Gilda and I met over 24 years ago while joining the April Cleanup Initiative of the east side of McKinney, right over here. We became friends, united in our common interest of elevating the quality of the infrastructure of District 1. When Gilda decided to run for City Council from District 1 without knowing what her party affiliation was, I campaigned door to door for her platform of improving roads, drainage, recreational opportunities for a district which had been neglected for years. I admired her unwavering courage and commitment to raise awareness of the needs of the East Side. Gilda served District 1 and her constituents with effectiveness and loyalty. Subsequently, the city made improvements to the infrastructure and to the recreational facilities for the residents, greatly improving the quality of life of people on the East Side. Gilda and I continued our enjoyable friendship over the years, where we were both members of St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Parish. So I miss her presence in her council. May she rest in the hands of the Lord.
My name is Danielle Sandoval. I live at 812 Woodley Drive, McKinney, 795069. So Michael had a bunch of letters from different people, David Craig, and all these people that wrote letters of recommendation for my aunt. I had another letter from someone who couldn't be here that submitted one. This is from Lieutenant J. Damian Guerrero for the city. He's my uncle. It's Gilda's nephew, but he had a letter that I'm going to read also. So to whom it may concern, I have been a lifelong resident of McKinney and a McKinney police officer for over 25 years. During my early years as a patrol officer, community policing was a new concept for the McKinney Police Department. Chief Robinson was very adamant about working with the community to build better relationships with the residents of McKinney, and Gilda played a large part in these initial meetings and events. I remember seeing Gilda at community meetings and at several community events like National Night Out and neighborhood cleanup events. Gilda played a big part in organizing and coordinating efforts that led to better living conditions for the residents of the East Side. When Gilda became a city council member, she worked very hard to continue the work that she had started to better the neighborhoods that she represented. Gilda loved McKinney and continued to make appearances at community events well after her time as a city council member. Gilda is well-deserving in having a city facility named in her honor for all of her hard work and dedication to the residents of McKinney, especially East McKinney. Sincerely, J. Damian Guerrero. I'm also a city employee. I've been a police and fire dispatcher for 13 years, and my aunt is, like Evelyn said, like Carolyn said, is an exceptional person. I named my baby who's outside after her. That's how important she's to all of us. But yes, I'm here also to recommend that you name the park after her.
Thank you. This time we would ask Alma Santiago.
My name is Alma Santiago. My address is 1908 Greenwood Road, McKinney, Texas. I still use 75069. I don't know if that's right, but 69 is McKinney all my life. I've lived here my whole entire life. Gilda is my maternal aunt. My mother is her sister. Gilda is a person all her own. I feel for anyone here who didn't get to know her, meet her, or hear her laugh. This woman is so contagious in laughter and caring, and we hope to somehow follow in her steps, my family, which I hope everyone that can come is here. Gilda is well past deserving in getting something named after her. The things that she does, what she believed in, how she wore her heart on her sleeve for the Loma and the East Side, that is her heart and soul, besides her children and grandchildren. There is nothing she wouldn't do for someone if someone asked her to. She was very involved in politics, even when I thought, what are you doing? But she was, and she believed and she fought for what she believed in La Loma being the main part of it. That's where she grew up, that's where she attended elementary school or preschool at Holy Family School when the nuns were there. When I was there too, we've had three or four generations of Garcias, maybe not by last name, but of dissension, going to Holy Family School, and she's a large part of that. She is a giver, not a taker, and I hope that you can recognize through all of us in everyone's speech that she truly is a deserving person. She is a great mentor to me. There's just so many things I could just go on and on about. Just want to set it for the record. I did not push her down at the 60th part, so just want that out there. And I just love and miss my aunt so much. Like, I can, anytime that anyone's speaking, I can hear her response or her laughter on it. But I just would please just look deep at, research her. Find out what she's done for this community, what she will still do, and just her legacy going forward. I could talk all night, so I'm going to stop right there. I from the bottom of my heart, thank you for at least listening to us and considering this, and I hope that you vote yes. Thank you.
Can I ask for forgiveness on this one first? I'll do my best. Nesma Dominguez?
I'm just a supporter. I'm her sister, but I don't want to speak.
You don't want to speak? Okay. Thank you. Next, we have Nina Dahl Ringley.
I'm Nina Dowell Ringley. I live at 313 North Bank Street, McKinney, 75069.
Yes.
Always be that for me. But I am a McKinneyite, been here my entire life, and I just have known the Garcia family and the Garcias for quite some time, and I wanted to read a little bit off my part of the packet. Gilda was amazing. She was a dear friend of mine, actually a friend to all who had the privilege of meeting her. As a city councilwoman, she worked diligently to bridge our District 3 and District 1 families and friends together. The McKinney Historic Neighborhood Association we formed in 1993. Gilda was always a fun, energetic, active member and attended many of our social events and meetings. She really enjoyed the times when our neighborhood had live music playing on our porches, in the street, or in our backyards. On many of these occasions, she would bring family to attend as well. When special events or needs were occurring in her District 1 neighborhood, she would reach out to us. When events or needs occurred in our District 3 neighborhood, we would reach out to her. It was a grand and memorable partnership. Gilda was always very grateful to the McKinney Job Corps for giving her the time off. They gave her time off for everything, to be a community servant so that she could represent the good folks of her district. On a more personal note, way back when, my dad, John Dowell, also had a great relationship with Gilda. He was a teacher of a program titled ICT, which was Industrial Cooperative Training. Some of you may know what that was, I don't know, but at McKinney High School. One of my dad's roles was to place high school students where they needed and wanted to be. He assisted in placing Gilda at the Job Corps when she graduated from McKinney High School in 1968. Later, with her own leadership position, they continued in partnership to place many more deserving McKinney High School students in local jobs and to upskill the students in keeping those jobs. Gilda was a short but mighty woman, always jolly with a wonderful smile. She was very brave because she went up against a lot of controversy, a lot of challenges at that time period. Not only just being a Hispanic woman, but being a short woman. It was tough. I always fondly remembered when she would just casually drive by our neighborhood. She would come and she saw my mother or us sitting on the porch. She would drive by and come sit a spell on our porches and reminisce about a lifetime of her experiences in McKinney, Texas. Gilda loved the city of McKinney and its people and its history. I would welcome your consideration, all of you, in naming this aquatic center in her honor. What a lovely tribute to a fine, deserving lady. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Diane Craig, and I have to read this. I live at 309 North Bend Street, right next to Nina, in District 3 in McKinney. I wish to add my support for renaming the Aquatic Center in honor of Gilda Garza. And I'm president of the McKinney Historic Neighborhood Association, which has been in existence since 1993. Gilda was an honorary member and an active member of our group. I believe I owe thanks to Gilda for my involvement in my neighborhood and in my city. As a councilwoman, she supported every area of McKinney along with her dedication to her District 1. And she was always available with wise advice, encouragement to be involved, and of course, her infectious smile and laugh. Gilda was a real friend. Let us keep her name where all can appreciate her spirit.
This time we'll ask Roseanne Mott, please come forward.
I'm Roseanne Mott. I live at 409 Brookline in McKinney, Texas, 75069. I'm here tonight to support this change of name of the Aquatic Center to Gilda Garcia Garza Center for on several fronts. First of all, I am the new director of Holy Family School, and I can't tell you how much, I mean, I know that Gilda went to Holy Family School, but Gilda has been there through the years supporting Holy Family School, and we are so grateful for that. So as the new director, I want to support this agenda tonight. I also want to tell you some of the other ways that I am related to Gilda. My husband and I graduated from McKinney High in 1968. I met Gilda in 1964 when we first became freshmen at McKinney High School. Gilda and I took Spanish together. And you won't believe this, but Gilda, the first day of Spanish class, she had me come sit right next to her. And the reason she did that is she wanted me to help her with her Spanish. And I was like, you're kidding, right? I can't tell you how many times Miss McClure had to get on to Gilda and I for laughing, because all of you are right who spoke to her personality and her sense of humor. We were always in trouble together. I was the nerd in high school, so she was right in choosing me to sit next to her, but I can't tell you how much she helped me with my Spanish. I am also Gabe Nesbitt's sister, and Gabe and Gilda became city council people together and worked hard together for the east side of McKinney and this neighborhood. And I know that if he were still alive, that he would be up here tonight speaking on behalf of Gilda. So I'm doing that for him. I just can't tell you how much Gilda has meant to me and the class of 1968 through the years, and how joyful it was every time we had an opportunity to get together. I also think it's so appropriate to name a recreation center after her because she was so much fun, and she enjoyed children a great deal. So thank you for your time.
Yeah, I saw Barney walk out that way. So.
Yeah, okay. That was our last speaker.
Okay. So. Mr. Chairman, can you acknowledge the ones who did not want to speak?
So, those who did not want to speak are, yes, in support of the naming of the center after our great Gilda Garcia Garza, is Francisco Javier Watson. Every time, all these years, I've been doing that. And, this is a big phone. Minerva Requinas.
Right here.
Did I do it right?
Yes, you got it.
Sweet. All right. So those are the ones who were in that sign that they didn't want to speak, but they are definitely in support of this great action. So
we can move on to deliberation. Yes, sir.
I do. I can't imagine not renaming this after her. I knew Gilda as well, not near as well as them, so I'm all for this.
Well, I enjoyed listening to everybody speak. I enjoyed hearing the stories. But honestly, all I need to do is look around the room and see how many of you showed up. That's enough for me. There was a lot of conversation about it. Maybe it's Sean Nance water too, but after hearing everybody, I'm going to change my vote. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you. I liked one of the comments about that she was fun and that this would sort of complement her personality and get it done out of here. I'm blown away with the love that is in this room. Clearly, she was very well loved.
Which way? Mr. Director, did we receive any comments from anyone in opposition to this?
Zero.
just Sean
for his Sean.
I am confused.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Nothing today.
Nothing today. Okay, so now we'll move on to comments from our wonderful board members. I have anything to say for us. That'll be a lot today. All right, our liaisons. Okay. And Patrick is shaking hands. Spirit was here tonight as we are in this great new facility. So just very grateful for everybody here. Thank you.
Thank you,
Pastor. So, I'm going to turn it over to our regular.
Nothing tonight, sir.
Huh?
I'll reserve my voice for later on.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn at 5:43 p.m.?
I'll make a motion
to
adjourn.
I'll second that.
So we're gonna let Bruce be in second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Oh, good.
Well, is dinner here, folks? Is dinner? Food? Is dinner?
No, we're here at 5:30.
Dinner will be here shortly, but a short break, and then we'll be ready.